And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 18th of May, 2013. It's the birthday of Tina Fey, the comedy writer, actress, born Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, 1970. High school honor student, member of the drama club, went off to the University of Virginia, studied playwriting, acting, moved to Chicago after graduation, took night classes at Second City, began performing with them, traveled around the country doing 8 shows a week for 2 years. And 3 years later, she was hired as a sketch writer for Saturday Night Live and quickly rose to head writer. It was on this day, 1804, the French Senate proclaimed Napoleon Bonaparte Emperor of France. Beethoven was an admirer of Napoleon until this day in 1804 when he was crowned emperor. And then Beethoven said, "He'll become a greater tyrant than anyone." And he refused to write the symphony that the French ambassador to Austria had asked Beethoven to write, a symphony that instead became the Symphony No. 3, the Eroica. 2003, on this date, the third longest-running show in Broadway history closed, Les Miserables, after 6,680 performances. Based on the novel by Victor Hugo, a production that ran for 3 months in Paris in 1980, then an English-language version opened in London 1985, opened on Broadway in 1987. Set in 19th-century France, a story not about the French Revolution, but about a later student insurrection. And it was on this day in 1980, 8:32 in the morning on a Sunday, an earthquake struck Mount St. Helens in Washington, a massive eruption of molten lava. There had been earthquakes for 2 months before. The volcano had been venting steam. Scientists pressured authorities to close Mount St. Helens to the public, which likely saved thousands of lives. Ash from the eruption drifted into 11 states. The heat caused nearby glaciers to melt, which formed large mudslides. Here's a poem for today by Mae Swenson, All That Time. I saw two trees embracing, one leaned on the other as if to throw her down, but she was the upright one. Since their twin youth, maybe she had been pulling him toward her all that time, and finally almost uprooted him. He was the thin, dry, insecure one, the most wind-warped you could see, and where their tops tangled, it looked like he was crying on her shoulder. On the other hand, maybe he had been trying to weaken her, break her, or at least make her bend over backwards for him just a little bit. And all that time, she was standing up to him the best she could. She was the most stubborn, the straightest one, that's a fact. But he had been willing to change himself, even if it was for the worse, all that time. At the top, they looked like one tree where they were embracing. It was plain they'd be always together, too late now to part. When the wind blew, you could hear them rubbing on each other. All That Time, a poem by Mae Swenson from her collected poems published by Library of America and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.